This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. This next story deals with higher education and the challenges new college students face, especially first-generation college students, who are the first in their immediate family to attend college. Many face unique challenges than students who have had family members go to college, as they don't have a knowledge basis of understanding the culture or navigating what can be a complicated environment. This Friday, there's a special event taking place at LSUS to help first-generation students have a better academic and social experience in college. Paula Atkins, Associate Vice Chancellor, Dean of Students, explains more.
First-generation students oftentimes don't have the cultural capital to understand or to interpret the higher education environment, and they feel like they don't belong. So this is an opportunity for them to learn that they do belong and to identify what some of their strengths are that can help them be successful and persist in higher education.
Do you have any stats with regards to first-generation college students? Do they have a tendency to fall behind and drop out more than, say, the college student who has had siblings go to school before them?
Generally, yes. First-generation students do not persist at the same rate as students whose parents may have gone to college and have that knowledge to provide. About a third of first-time freshmen nationally and at LSU Shreveport identify as first-generation students. And they persist nationally at about 27-28%. LSU Shreveport has a little bit higher persistence rate, but nationally they persist just under 30% of students who identify as first generation persist to their second year.
So the whole idea is to give first generation students an opportunity to learn how to navigate the academic system, mm-hmm. know what resources are available should they get into a bind with their academic experience, and provide a general basis of understanding between faculty and first-generation students right. that there is success here. You just have to communicate a desire and a need.
That's an excellent point. First-generation students don't reach out for help. That help-seeking behavior is very limited. Again, I think because they feel like they don't belong and don't know how or where to ask for help. So increasing that and increasing their confidence is absolutely a goal of this effort.
The First Generation College Students Workshop at LSUS takes place tomorrow, Friday, November 8th at 11 a.m. in the Student Organization Lounge, second floor in the University Center. For more information, go to redriverradio.org. This has been Chuck Smith reporting for Red River Radio News.